name is Alan Wright. I'm the proud organizer of the first ever Wine Tourism Day in North America. We invite you to participate. Just go to winetourismday.org.
You're listening to iWine Radio. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain.
Hi there, this is Andreas Larson.
Hi, this is John Capon.
My name is Mathur Jaffrey.
Hi, my name is Heike Platter. I'm from the Alto Adige region, or Südtirol.
Hi, my name is Paul Dolan. I am absolutely passionate about growing organic and biodynamic fruit for our wines.
Hello, my name is Lorena Garcia.
Hello, my name is Fritz Maytag.
This is Joyce Bach. I'm the author of Foodie Fight.
Hi, this is Lydia Mandavi, founder of 29 Cosmetics.
Cheers, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of VinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect.
Well, we get to revisit with Alan Wright. It's been probably a couple years since we've talked to him. Originally, we met Alan through Zephyr Adventures, which provides phenomenal tours, vacations with wine as one of the themes. But today we're talking to Alan about the first ever Wine Tourism Day in North America, which will take place on May 11th. And the upcoming, there's also a conference that goes along with this, but the conference is in November and it will be the third. So the first ever Wine Tourism Day in North America. Alan, I love the idea. And let's say right off the bat, in case people want to be checking out the website while they're talking to us, that they'll need to go online to winetourismday.org. And I love the .org because, as you say, this is really not a money-making proposition. It's philanthropic on your part almost to be promoting wine and tourism in North America. I love it.
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting concept, and as you said, it is the first one ever in North America, but we've already had quite a bit of good industry support, and it's getting out there to the consumers now, so I'm quite hopeful this is going to be a very successful event and then be repeated in the future as well.
Okay, so when people go into winetourismday.org, they can search for if there is an event in their area, or let's say that they're a restaurant or a winery or a retailer, they can even plan an event, can't they?
Yeah, we have got, I think, I don't count them each week, but I think we've got 150 plus events up there right now. And there's a calendar. It's not a calendar, really, because it all takes place on May 11th, but it's a listing of events, and you can search by state and by area within state for an event in your area. This calendar is powered by localwineevents.com, so it's quite robust and professional. And so consumers can go on and search for an event and then contact that event producer to sign up or get more information. Those of us in the wine tourism industry, so that could be, like you said, not only wineries, but it could be hotels,
okay,
or restaurants or local tour operators or even winery associations that want to put on a bigger event, can go on and sign up to host an event, and all they need to do is really create something that's special, because what we won't list is our tasting room is open on May 11th,
okay,
which is a Saturday,
yes,
and probably is going to be open anyway. But what we would list is we're doing a special wine tourism event on May 11th that involves X and Y.
Okay, that makes total sense. So you are reviewing things before they go up.
Yeah, we do review them to make sure people are actually putting something in that's useful, and it's that it's on May 11th and that it's related to wine tourism.
Okay, so let's talk about the list of participating tourism boards around the country and what kind of support you have received for this thus far.
Yeah, we have a large list of winery associations, vintner associations, and also tourism associations in wine areas that we work with through the Wine Tourism Conference. And we contacted all of them via email, and we got responses from 50 who wanted to support this Wine Tourism Day, which is fantastic. That's a great number. We've got them all listed, actually, on the About page of the website, winetourismday.org. And so those organizations have agreed to promote this themselves and to spread the word to their member organizations to encourage those companies to list events and create events for the day.
Not all 50 states are represented, though, correct?
No, definitely not, because a lot of the organizations are actually local within states. So we have the Idaho Wine Commission, for example, but we also have the Hood River County Chamber of Commerce, which is just one area in Oregon. So those who aren't represented are more than welcome to contact us and express their interest, and we will get them on board right away. We just didn't hear back from everybody, as is the case with the modern day of mass emails in your inbox, of course.
So when I was looking, I didn't see anybody or the organizations from North Carolina, and I'm so curious as to that, because North Carolina is one of the, I don't know, the top five or six producing states in the country, and it's kind of illogical that they're not participating in that. So like you said, maybe the email got caught up in their spam folder or something like that. So listeners who are interested in promoting wine tourism in their own state, put some pressure on the wine tourism, on the winery associations, etc. And somebody's got to know somebody who can make this happen in all 50 states, I say. Why not?
And I'll go back to North Carolina and make sure we send them a specific request again after this is gone live so that they know what's going on, because we do want to include them, definitely.
Alan, has North Carolina ever participated in the Wine Tourism Conference yet?
I don't think we have had the state organization participate in the conference.
Okay.
I would have to go back and look. I can tell you the states that are really gung-ho about the Wine Tourism Conference and Wine Tourism Day, because it would be nice to give them some promotion for their support. States like Virginia and Idaho and Missouri, for example, are some of the lesser traditional wine-producing states that are super excited about this, because they have been seeing benefits to their state from wine tourism. The New York Finger Lakes area, for example, is a region within a state that has been super supportive. Up in Canada, both British Columbia and Ontario, Penticton in particular within British Columbia, those are areas that have been very supportive. We get lots of support from California, Oregon, and Washington as well, and they're always strong. And so, you know, the thing is with Wine Tourism Day that this is not really a for-profit venture for anybody. This is people who are seeing that what happens in North America, for the most part, is each individual state and region works hard to promote themselves as a tourist destination. But what we don't do as an industry is promote ourselves as a whole. We don't promote the concept of wine tourism, because the truth is the average consumer out there can choose, when going on vacation, to hit the beaches of Florida or Disneyland in California, or potentially go to a wine region for vacation. And when they're looking at an individual day on a Saturday, what are we going to do? We could go to the movies, we could go take a hike, or we could go visit our local winery. So promoting the concept of wine tourism as a whole is something that rises, you know, it raises the tide and floats everybody's boat, basically.
I agree totally. So, again, people can get involved by logging on to winetourismday.org. And certainly I think that Maryland should be participating. I've interviewed a couple wineries from Maryland this 2013 so far. And I see there are several events lined up in Colorado where you're talking to us from.
Yeah, we definitely have sent Maryland information as well, and I can go back and try to follow up with them also. It's pretty much the reality that you have to work with the people who are gung-ho about working with us on this project. And so that's what we do. And the Colorado's, yes, there are two state organizations in Colorado. Both of them responded to us, and both of them have put out the word. So in my town of Boulder, which has only got a small handful of wineries, we don't grow grapes over here very much, there's actually an event that is somebody's putting together an event where you bicycle from one winery to the other on Wine Tourism Day.
So, that's great.
Yeah. Just an example of a good success story.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Now, let's also say before we hang up there that June 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Wine Bloggers Conference in, is it Penticton, did you say, British Columbia?
Penticton, British Columbia. You know that I run adventure wine tours around the world, and I would have to say that Penticton is one of the most beautiful wine areas anywhere in the world, and it's unknown. So we also run the Wine Bloggers Conference, which is large. It's a very successful conference in its sixth year, and we're bringing bloggers, social media people within the wine industry up to British Columbia to go check out Penticton. So it's really a great area, and it should be a fun conference.
And to register, where would people go online?
You can go to winebloggersconference.org.
Okay.
And all the information is there. You can register there. There are tips on how to get up there, how to book your hotel, etc.
Gosh. Oh, I wish I could join you. I went to a Society Wine Educators Conference in Vancouver once, years and years ago, and it was a lovely area. Well,
yes.
Alan Wright, we thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine, and you have to come back with us and talk about this International Food Blogger Conference and Beer Blogger Conference.
It would be my pleasure.
We will have links up for you to learn more, and I thank you for listening to Wine and Dine.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.